Last night, the Iranians struck the home of Benjamin Netanyahu. They killed his brother. They struck the home of Ben-Gvir. He is seriously wounded, may not survive. Iran is going to start to take out the totality of Israel's leadership. This is the reality of this conflict. Israel played the regime change game. It's going to be the Israelis that are going to be paying the highest price. The Iranians are no longer wearing kid gloves.
I guess the good news is Trump is saying that the war is almost over. I think he's lying. I think what has happened is that the United States is going to lose this war. Here's some good news. The good news is that this war may be over faster than we expected because Iran is doing so well against the United States, and all the Gulf Coast states are now realize that they're not really the allies of the United States, that Israel is the only ally because the United States is not defending them. Okay, here we go.
I saw a video this morning, real video, not CNN, though they have been better, but real video out of Israel. They are getting absolutely pummeled.
That was to be my next question. How badly is Israel getting pummeled? And where is Netanyahu?
I think he's on a plane 90% of the time. He's flying around. He's flying around the Mediterranean. I understood he was on a private jet coming into Mar-a-Lago to talk to Trump. I don't know if that's true or not, but my source is pretty good. He's staying out of the fray as best he can because he knows that he is number one target.
How badly are the Iranians damaging Tel Aviv?
Very badly. Very badly. And it is relentless. It's not a fuselage. It's relentless. And increasingly, and in the latter stages of this 15-minute video, you could see that fewer and fewer air defense missiles were going up. And at the end of it, in the last 60 seconds, which is a long time, Judge, if you're under fire, there were no Israeli missiles going up. The Iranian missiles were just getting in.
Wow. Wow.
It's all being lied about, of course. You can't get this out. You can't even get it out of Al Jazeera or Al Arabiya. They're not allowed to film this sort of thing because he's got a wrapped down tight ban on anybody coming in there and making film other than his own propaganda people.
So that's the irony, is that CNN is allowed to go into Iran and report whatever they want to report, whereas no foreign journalists are allowed inside of Israel. And if they are, they're heavily censored. And CNN acquiesces to that censorship. They don't even tell you about it, but they go along with it. But that's great news to hear. How do you put a positive spin on your entire country being turned into sand again? I wonder, I think Israel's new terrorism slogan is going to be, hey, come to Israel. Nothing blocking your view of the ocean anymore. How about that? No more annoying buildings are in the way. It's a real estate developer's paradise. Come to Israel. I think that's it. So here, and also here's Scott Ritter on Netanyahu's home got bombed and they killed his brother. But unlike the Ayatollah in Iran,
Jeb Netanyahu,
unlike the Ayatollah in Iran, he didn't go to a bunker. He didn't go. He didn't try to. He wanted to be just as vulnerable as the rest of his people, and they killed him. So Netanyahu, not the same, doesn't show that sort of courage that the Ayatollah showed. He's actually flying around 24/7, so he can't be hit. Or he goes to Munich. He goes to Germany. Or he goes to Cyprus. So let's listen. Here's what Scott Ritter has to say.
You know, the Iranians are showing an ability to get intelligence information inputs in the morning and strike in the afternoon with deadly effect. And also, they're starting to expand their target deck. Remember, they didn't invent the concept of regime change. That was Israel on day one, killing Ali Khamenei. Last night, the Iranians struck the home of Benjamin Netanyahu. They killed his brother. They struck the home of Ben-Gvir. He is seriously wounded, may not survive. Iran is going to start to take out the totality of Israel's leadership. This is the reality of this conflict. Israel played the regime change game. It's going to be the Israelis that are going to be paying the highest price. The Iranians are no longer wearing kid gloves. They're coming in bare knuckle.
They're reporting it. This is interesting. I looked it up as soon as you said it. The BBC is reporting it as Ben-Gvir was in a car accident last night. Does that surprise you?
You know, they can report it any way they want. We know that his home is on fire, so maybe he crashed his car into his house.
So Ben-Gvir was in a car accident. First of all, the good news is they got Benjamin Netanyahu's house, finally. So you, But Ben-Gavir was in a car accident? You mean to tell me Iran's out of missiles and they're lobbing cars at Israel now? That's interesting.
Yeah.
I get that must have been one hell of an accurate driver. Or maybe they have the advanced Waze technology. Maybe Waze is going to show you how to launch a car now and how to
wait, Jimmy, hold on. Reuters says Israeli Minister Ben-Gavir slightly hurt in car accident. I swear to God.
Okay, yeah, I'm sure he's going to be sticking around for another volley of hypersonic missiles.
Injured lightly. That's another headline.
Injured lightly.
Have you ever heard that ever?
I've never seen a headline like that. Injured lightly.
Why would you, like what?
That is called pro war propaganda. That's been the first casualty in war is the truth. Wow.
I heard he was just lightly injured in it because he ran a red light, and he won't admit he ran a red light.
Well, it's weird that he put seatbelts and airbags in his entire house now. Isn't that weird? I wouldn't be surprised if we see a YouTube video of Benjamin Netanyahu trying to sneak into Dubai with an F Israel T-shirt on.
He's going to be dressed like an Orthodox priest.
Yeah.
He's real wizardy looking Dracula Catholics. He's going to have like a big wooden cross.
Hello, I am Salam something or other. And this is my wife, Jeffrey Epstein. Now let us in. We'll be right back with more of this story after a brief message from our sponsor. Hey, major banks are publishing aggressive gold scenarios for 2026. JP Morgan Chase has discussed scenario-based research as high as about $6,300 per year end in 2026. The Bank of America has outlined gold testing around $5,000 with silver upside tied to the historic gold-silver relationship. And while we can't make any guarantees to the future, the market has already moved faster than many expected. That doesn't mean straight lines. It means timelines compress. And when that happens, availability can tighten. At the same time, central banks have been accumulating gold, and some analysis show their gold holdings now exceed U.S. Treasury holdings. That's a signal about a long-term confidence, and it connects directly to silver's story as well, because silver isn't just a monetary metal. It's a crucial industrial input for solar, EV infrastructure, and data centers. The Silver Institute points to continued supply deficits in 2026, and when the United States Mint temporarily removes silver products to reassess pricing due to rising costs, that's a real-world indicator, not a theory. After sharp moves, markets often pull back as investors lock in gains. Disciplined participants look at those moments instead of chasing headlines. It's not about predicting tomorrow. It's about understanding how markets breathe. Monetary gold is over 25 years helping Americans understand physical gold and silver. With an education first, no pressure approach, and support for IRA eligible options, everyone should educate themselves in precious metals. Monetary Gold even has a complimentary guide to help you do just that. All you have to do is call 800-476-7790 or visit jimmylovesgold.com and request the free guide. You may qualify for up to $5,000 in free silver, so make sure you ask for details. Don't miss your opportunity. Get the facts and explore your options today. That's 800-476-7790 or visit jimmylovesgold.com. Is there any more to this?
That's interesting. I mean, the only reason I just can't help but be amused by this, because it would not surprise me for the BBC to provide cover for a story like this.
Now I know that the BBC reporters that work overseas are vetted by MI6 before they're allowed to take on their assignments.
Yes, we know that now. We had reported that CNN was willingly being censored by the Israeli government. That's from the beginning of the Palestinian war with them, or if that's what you want to call it. I call it a genocide. Since the beginning of that, CNN has been censored, and now he's saying BBC is also, they have to get cleared through the MI6. All right, well, so, and you're not going to, I guess you're not going to hear about this stuff. This is what they're saying, you know. I have stopped watching American media, but I guess I should start watching it again just to see how bad their war coverage is. So I've seen it clips here and there. I used to watch the whole slate of MSNBC programming every night. I would watch it from the first show to the last show. Their prime time, I don't know, what is that, 3 hours of programming?
What were you watching?
Well, I used to watch Morning Joe before I went to bed, right? So then I would watch Chris Hardball, but he's not on there anymore.
Oh, yeah, Chris Hardball got me too'd off
he
of
got,
Hardball.
He got me too'd. And then I would watch Chris Hayes and then Rachel Maddow and sometimes fake tough guy Lawrence O'Donnell.
Yeah.
But he's not as entertaining. Mm. The Pentagon contractor Planet Labs now refuses to show Americans how badly U.S. bases have been damaged by retaliatory Iranian strikes. So they're trying to keep it hidden. So they don't want you to know what's really happening. They don't want you to know how Tel Aviv is getting pummeled. And they don't want you to know that they bombed Benjamin Netanyahu's house and that he's in the air all the time. He's not hanging out in Israel.
Wait, Jimmy, I have a question. Do you think that that means, so when Trump goes, I think this was almost over, he got permission from Bibi to say that because Israel cannot survive it.
Yes.
So Bibi's saying pull out.
Yes.
Is like Lebanon. There's just like Lebanon before.
Yeah.
And they had their inconclusive war with Lebanon because they pull out. Yep.
So bring that up when we're going to cover that. Trump saying that the war is almost over. We're going to cover that coming up in just a bit. So if you'd like to hear my jokes about this again, come see me in San Antonio, Albuquerque, Houston, Dallas, Salt Lake City, April 17th. We're at the Comedy Store in Los Angeles. Only 70 tickets available. Go get them. And then we're in Las Vegas, Tulsa, and Oklahoma City. Go to jimmydore.com for a link for tickets. If you'd like to hear my jokes about this, come see me in San Antonio, Albuquerque, Houston, Dallas, Salt Lake City. We'll be at the Comedy Store in Los Angeles in April, and then Las Vegas, and then Tulsa, and then Oklahoma City. Go to jimmydore.com for a link for tickets, because that's where you're going to find the most affordable tickets. Anywhere else charges more.